Joining us now from Marquee, you see him before and after the Cubs games, it's Ryan Sweeney, who played in the major leagues for 9 seasons, including with the Cubs and Sox. Good morning, Ryan. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing? Thanks for having me on the show.
You know what? You're the perfect guy to talk about this since you played not only here in Chicago, but you played in Boston and you played in Oakland. In fact, I believe you had your best year out there, batting .293 in 134 games in 2009. So clear this up now. When the weather's warm, it's a lot easier to hit. Does the cold really affect you guys that much?
Absolutely. I think April is always a crapshoot, right? You never know what you're going to get, especially here in Chicago. You know, we've had some 70, 80 degree days on Easter, and then now the last two games just have been absolutely brutal with the 30 degree weather. So it is tough. I think it's definitely an advantage pitcher when you're looking at 30 degree weather, especially with the stuff that these guys have now.
Now, when you were playing with the Cubs, you were playing the outfield, and one time, you took over for David DeJesus, and you ran into the wall and got hurt, right?
Yeah, that was in Seattle. Yep.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, what about the warning track? Does that help?
No, it does for sure. That was kind of a unique situation. Seattle had just put up a new fence, and behind it for some reason there was more of like a harder padding or almost like a concrete, and I just hit the wall just right and ended up cracking a rib. But I mean, I've hit the wall definitely a lot of times and harder than that, and it hit the wall in Wrigley as well with the brick behind there, but just so happens that I hit it perfectly on that specific one.
Ouch.
Yeah. Ryan, the talk throughout the month of April has been the offense or lack thereof with this team, but twice on this homestand now in the last 4 games, they've hit double digits for runs. Now, admittedly, they got some help last night from the Mets defense, but are you seeing things that would lead you to believe that maybe this is the start of a trend for the Cubs?
Absolutely. I think it's definitely the last couple games have been positive, and we've been talking a lot on the air about small ball and, you know, the Cubs kind of relying on the home run. And up until last night, you know, until the Javi Baez grand slam, it was all singles and walks and just kind of keeping the line moving. And then the game before, they only had 4 hits but scored 3 runs. So it goes to prove that they can put runs on the board or they can manufacture runs without having to go for the long ball and rely on that. I think they have quite a few guys that, not quite a few guys, but guys like Jock and Javi and certain guys that, yeah, they can hit the ball out of the ballpark, but they can strike out a decent amount of times too. So those other guys have to get on base so that when those guys do connect, then, you know, we can see like we did last night and Javi Baez hitting the grand slam.
Pretty amazing that Tuesday was the first time the Cubs won a game this year without hitting a home run. As you say, they hit 10 runs already before Baez hit the slam last night. But you mentioned Peterson, who didn't play last night. He had a few hits over the weekend, got off to a dreadfully slow start. Are you starting to see anything from him? He had a great spring. So when is it going to come around for him?
Yeah, you know, that's the frustrating part as a player, right? Spring training, you never want to base anything off of spring training, but we know he has a track record. Look, I mean, he won the World Series last year with the Dodgers, and he's hit 20-plus home runs over the last how many consecutive seasons. So we know that he can do it. It's just, it's a frustrating thing when you go out there and you hit so many home runs in spring training and he did as well as he did, and then you come out and you start off slow. And trust me, it's tough to look up and, you know, even though we say that we probably don't look at it a lot, when you're, you know, after the first month of the season and you're hitting one something, it's frustrating as a player. But I think the thing that these guys know, and they've been there this year especially, it's a 162-game season again, and he's going to come around. Now, Jock, he doesn't always hit for average either. He hits in the 30s, 40s, 50s, something like that. So if he can start getting hot and the weather start warming up and start hitting some home runs, I think he'll be just fine.
As we mentioned, Ryan Sweeney came up with the Sox. He was drafted by the White Sox, made his major league debut with the Sox in 2006, and also played a couple of seasons with the Cubs. What was it like, Ryan? Did it seem like you were playing in two different cities when you were at Wrigley Field and then you were over on the south side?
Yeah, a little bit. People always ask me that. And, you know, I was at different points in my career, like when I was in both places. And I was always thankful for the White Sox giving me the opportunity to be able to get drafted and then to be able to be called up at the big leagues with them. But, you know, I was only 21, 22 years old when I was with the White Sox. So I was still kind of just, I guess, establishing myself, but just getting into the big leagues. So I was just happy to be there, to be honest with you. And then once towards the end of my career, being able to play for the Cubs, you know, a team that my grandparents grew up loving, and I ended up buying a house here, and my family, we still live here. And you know, it was really cool because it was almost like a normal job where we played so many day games. I could stay at home and then, you know, go play the game, and then I was home by dinner at night. So I was at a different point in my point in my career, and had a couple kids, and so it was really fun. And I'm thankful to be able to play for both teams, but it was a really cool experience for me.
I read that in 2007, you were ranked the number one prospect in the Sox organization by Baseball America. Now, if that's me and that happens, I'm thinking, oh no, now the pressure's really going to be on. How did you feel when you had that number one ranking?
Well, unfortunately, or fortunately, I guess you say, I always had Jermaine Dye, who was in front of me. And the next year, I was always like, oh, Ryan's going to be the next right fielder. And then Jermaine Dye was, you know, signed to a 3-year contract or whatever it is. So the best thing, honestly, that ever happened for me for my career, and it was, and I was thankful for this from him, is Kenny Williams trading me to the A's, to be honest with you, just because I got the opportunity to go to a team that where they let young guys play. And you know, the White Sox already had been established. They had won the World Series in 2005, and then I got called up in 2006 with them. But you know, it wasn't really too much pressure. It was one of those things where personally, you know, I wanted to exceed at every single level, and I didn't spend a crazy amount of time in the minor leagues, but I wanted to be that number one prospect, right? I wanted to you know, show what I can do. And unfortunately, I didn't, you know, being a big guy, I didn't hit as many home runs as I wanted to. I was more of an average guy, but you know what? Stuff happens.
Yeah, but you know what? You were a major leaguer. You played, what was it, nine seasons?
Yep.
All right, so help me out here, Ryan. I'm still playing 16-inch softball, and I used to be a pretty decent hitter, and I would hit the ball to all fields, and now I cannot pull the ball for the life of me. The last time I hit a ball down the line in left field was 1979. I hit it up the middle, and if you're playing 16-inch Chicago softball, you know, there's a short center fielder, so even if I hit the ball on the nose, I'm out because there's too many people in the middle of the field. So what do I need to do to pull the ball? Help me.
Get started early and catch it out front. That's so funny that you say that. I grew up with my parents playing co-ed softball and my dad playing 12-inch and 16-inch softball. That 16-inch softball is huge. So that's a whole different animal. I've never really hit one of those. I've thrown it and caught it when I was younger, but
believe me, you could do it. But so that's as simple as that. Just start my swing earlier.
Yep, start it early and just try to catch it out front if you want to try to pull it more.
All right, and hands closer, close in. Keep hands close in.
Yeah, I mean, you want to stay obviously inside the ball, but I think with them, I mean, they're throwing it slower. So, like I said, if you get it started early and try to catch it more out front, you're gonna be able to pull the ball to left field.
Why don't you set up a session in the cage with Ryan Sluggers?
Yeah, if you got time, Ryan. I know you're busy with Marquee.
I'm only giving so many free tips here.
Yeah, all right. We'll let you go now. We'll see you on Marquee before and after Cubs games. Great talking to you, Ryan.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.